Rabbi Elazar Omer Habi Shakud Lomoy Torah. Rabbi Elazar says a person should put great effort into learning Torah, as it's not enough to simply learn the Torah and to be Makayim the mitzvah Begisa Bo Yomam Belaila. That's only the beginning. What a person has to do when he learns Torah is to put in strenuous effort and to learn the Torah with Hasmada, as the Torah is very deep and cannot be understood properly unless a person put all his efforts in it. As the Torah is Arucha Meretz Mida Urachava Mineyam, the Torah has great depth, and if you want to understand the Torah, you have to put in a lot of effort. Bida Mashatashiv L'Apikores. A person should know exactly how to respond to an Apikores, somebody who disgraces the Torah and the people that learn the Torah. He has to know exactly how to respond to him, to put him in his place. And if he puts strenuous effort into his learning so that he understands the Torah to its depth, then he will know exactly how to respond to an Apikores. Bida Lipnei Mi Ata Amo. A person has to keep in mind exactly who is he working in front of. He is working on the Torah in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And even though it's very difficult to plumb the depths of Torah, since he has a Kadosh Baruch Hu helping him and opening up his mind, he will have this Yasa Dishmaya to understand the Torah at its depths. Bin Neman Hu Bamalachtacha She Yishalim Lach Tchar Pulosecha. Your Bamalach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the one that you are working for, he can be trusted that he will pay for you the wages of your work. And the person might think, why should I put in so much strenuous effort in my learning? It's good enough that I put in some effort in my learning. As a person should know that since he is working for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can discern the difference between somebody who is learning without great effort and somebody who is putting in great effort at his learning. And even though he might learn the same amount as a person who puts in less effort, but since when he does learn, he is learning strenuously, his heart will be greater than a person who learns but does not put in the same effort, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows how much effort each person puts in, and his heart will be commiserate with the amount of effort that he put in. Masechet Avos Perek Beis Mishnah Tesvav. Rabbi Tarfon Omer Hayom Katzer V'Hamelacha Merubah. Rabbi Tarfon says the day is short and the work is vast, meaning to say that a person's lifetime is short. Like the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Yemesh Moseinu Behem Shivim Shana, the Inbig Vurot Shmonim Shana. And the work is vast. The Torah is vast. As the Torah consists of Tanakh, and the Shisha Sidri Mishnah, and the Gemara, and the Brisas. And if a person wants to finish the Torah in his lifetime, he must work very hard to finish it. As only if he does not let a day go by without learning, does he have a chance at finishing the Torah. The Hapoalim Atzelim. And the workers are lazy. People sometimes let a day or more go by without learning Torah. And the Gemara said that we are compared to Schirei Yom. People in this lifetime are like workers that work by the day, that they get paid for each day that they work. Just like a Schirei Yom has to work every single day. And if he misses the work that he does, he must make it up. So too, a person should look at himself as a Schirei Yom, and that he must learn every single day. And if he misses his allotted time for learning, he must make it up later in the day. V'haschar harbe. The schar, the reward for learning the Torah, is vast. Each word of learning Torah is a separate mitzvah saseh. So therefore, if a person makes sure to learn every day, the amount of mitzvahs that he gets is unlimited, and therefore the schar is vast. U'bal habayis dochek. And the Baal HaBayis, which is referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is dochek. He very much wants that people should learn Torah. A person should not think that since HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Bechira in this world, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not care if we learn Torah or not. That's not the case. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is dochek. Very, very much wants that a person should learn Torah, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to do good for us, and he wants to give us Char and Olam Haba. The reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Bechira is in order that we will have more Schar in Olam Haba. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants very much that we pick the Derech HaChayim, we pick the way of Torah, and we learn Torah every single day without missing a day.